Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtsBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. First, a quick announcement. The Blastoff class begins Wednesday, January 6th, and if you really want to start the new year in style, if you really want to get a firm grip on where you are and where you're going, check out this class. Just go to ArtsBizCoach.com and click on Classes. We'll be happy to have you blast off with us in the new year. Back to today's podcast. The topic is give a gift from the heart. If you're too caught up in trying to promote and sell your art, now is a great time to take a break. Invoke the spirit of the season. Slow down, open your heart, and think of others this week. If you've appreciated someone's friendship, advice, or support, take time to tell them. It's going to cost you nothing but your time and maybe a little pocket change for sending a card in the mail. Here are five ways to give the gift of generosity. 1. Write a recommendation on LinkedIn. If you've worked directly with someone or know their art well, take a few minutes and write a glowing recommendation for them at LinkedIn.com. You first need to be connected on that site, but it's easy after that. Just find the person's profile, and if you're connected, a link will show up in the right column. It's the second link down. Just click on Recommend This Person, and you'll be walked through this process. 2. Leave a note on a Facebook fan page. If you're a fan on someone's Facebook page, you might be allowed to post a comment to their wall. This is a setting that the page owner controls. You can leave a compliment or a positive message that will put a smile on the person's face. The more specific you are, the better. 3. Send a card or email. This is kind of a no-brainer. But if you have a bricks and mortar address, send a card filled with your gratitude. Heartfelt emails are also appreciated by recipients. 4. Mention someone special in a blog post. If it's appropriate for your blog, go out of your way to mention another artist's work. Ask permission to post a sample photo, complete with a credit line, of course, and you'll make a friend for life. You could also continue a conversation you enjoyed reading on someone else's blog. Summarize the original post, link to it, mention the author by name, and discuss why this post was meaningful to you. You'll have a fast friend. 5. Tweet a compliment. Send a short post to the Twitterverse praising someone's work, blog post, or good deed. Mention them by their Twitter at name and provide a link if one's available. Use under 120 characters to make it more retweetable. Final word, we can't always give physical gifts, but it's usually the heartfelt gifts that are the most meaningful to recipients. Select the appropriate delivery method to bestow your gift and aim for sending at least one message every day this week. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artsbizcoach.com to subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast. And while you're there, check out the classes. Our blast-off class begins January 6th. Just click on Classes.